this morning. Appreciate Brother Hobby being here. Want him to come and preach to us this morning. Hallelujah. Sing whatever they want to do is fine. We just appreciate them being here. Amen. Want the Lord to bless us and have his way.
Thank you, Brother Sam. It's so good to be in the Lord's house today, isn't it? Appreciate his blessings upon us, and thank him for the opportunity to minister here today. Amen. And I appreciate Brother Sam and his wife and the hospitality they've shown us. And we just appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm glad to be a Christian. What about you? Amen. And you know, the songwriter said I wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Hallelujah. So if you started yesterday, you know how wonderful it is. Amen. To be on this journey to heaven. Amen. It is joy unspeakable, the writer said, and full of glory. Amen. Peter said that. Amen. Speaking there concerning those who have not seen him, yet they believe. Amen. They have that joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. I've never seen Christ and his form of as he walked on the earth, but I know he's real. Hallelujah. And I believe him, and therefore I receive his benefits of salvation in my life. And so we just want to be a blessing today. We're going to try to sing, amen, something today. Amen. Maybe there's a blessing somewhere.
He does not
consider
the
I have no one to blame. How long to hide my face? I was so ashamed. All the wrong that I had done. And I knew I had to pay. I was bound to face hell's flame. I'd be there today, my friend, but for the blood. But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree. But for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. For all my righteousness, it's filthy rags, and that's all I'll ever be. But for the blood that cleansed and set me free. Even now I get so low, you know the devil lets me know I'm so undeserving, so unworthy of God's love.
And oh yes, I know it's true, but here I stand with the chosen few. I'm saved today, my friend, just by his blood.
But for the blood shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. Oh, my righteousness is filthy rags, and all I'd ever be, but for the blood that cleansed and set me free. But for the blood he shed on Calvary's tree, but for the blood there'd be no hope for you and me. All my righteousness is filthy rags, and all I'd ever be, but for the blood that cleansed and set me free.
Can you thank him for the blood?
Hallelujah. Thank you. Almost all things the Bible said is purged by the blood. And without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. Amen. So I'm thankful for the blood. Amen. One man said, make much of the blood. Amen. The Bible does. Amen. It's all the way from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. You'll find the blood. Amen. Flows. Hallelujah. Yes. In the Old Testament, it's just a symbol and similitude of it. But I'm thankful for the reality of it today. Amen. Chapter number 6 of the book of Matthew. And I will read in chapter 6 of Matthew and verse 24. Amen. We'll start reading today. Just appreciate the Sunday school lesson today. The brother done a great job. And we enjoy that today. Amen. 6 and 24. The Bible said, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not ye more better, much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto a stature? And why take thought, ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of its glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye? You, O ye of little faith. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. And the Word of God is precious. Amen. And what we've read here is a part of Christ's, amen, Sermon on the Mount. Hallelujah. It covers several chapters of the book of Matthew. Amen. And I know the other Gospels relate to it. Amen. But Matthew seems to relate more to it than the other Gospels. They just, covered in a hit and miss way. But Matthew covers it fully. Hallelujah. And he begins here, amen, by telling us that no man can serve two masters. Come on now. Hallelujah. And what this is a recipe, amen, for a living. Come on now. This is what this text is telling us. Amen. Matthew here is writing, amen, Christ's sermon. I mean, brother, it was a sermon that a person ought to listen to. It is a sermon of Christ. Amen. He was a great preacher. And here Christ is preaching to the people in that day and time, hallelujah, about life. Amen. And he's really given a recipe on how our lives can be better for the rest of our lives. Amen. If I could preach to you a little while this morning, I want to preach on the thought how your life can be better for the rest of your life. From this day forward. Come on now. Hallelujah. That's what this here considers here. If we would just do what the recipe, amen, what the recommendation calls for here, that's what Christ is doing. Amen. He's given them this principle. Hallelujah. First he said, you can't have a double, amen, a vision. You can't have two masters. Come on now, you're either going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. Hallelujah. You can't serve both partners. Amen. You got to change partners. How many say amen? Hallelujah. One man said, well, when I got saved, I didn't quit dancing. I just changed partners. Hallelujah. Well, amen. We can do that today. You don't have to lose your joy. Amen. Your enthusiasm, your excitement. I'm telling you, I've got more to be excited about now than I've ever had in my life. Woo, I just begin to live, the songwriter said. Ever since God's amazing grace came in, I just begin to live. Hallelujah. So here Christ is dealing with them, amen, on the principle of living. Amen. He's dealing with them, amen, about life. Oh, brother, being better. Amen. Oh, brother, I believe that's what the Lord wants. Amen. Whenever you begin to look at here, he said here, number one, our priorities must be, amen, right here, God first. Hallelujah. Father is mentioned here. Amen. Faith is mentioned. Amen. Without faith, the Bible said it's impossible to please the Lord. Amen. Faith. One man gave the definition, forsaking all, I trust him. Hallelujah. You notice there, amen, the writer's bringing it out. Amen, Father. Amen, first. Hallelujah. Yes, that is so important. And faith. Faith is the very first principle of our life. Without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Amen. Whatever's not of faith is sin, the Bible says. Hallelujah. It is that first thing that we have in our life. We must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him today. And so the whole thing is, we must seek the face of God. Oh, brother, I'm telling you, it changes everything. It transforms things in our life. It makes things better for our life. Amen. All the way back in Genesis, where we find the first man that we find record of who began to seek the face of God was Seth. Amen. Yeah, there was a mess in the world. Sin brought mess in the world. A sin brought confusion in the world. A sin brought destruction to our world. A sin brought disease to our world. A sin brought death to our world. Hallelujah. Oh, what a chaotic world it was after sin invaded the world through our first fathers, Adam and Eve. Amen. When they fell, brother, it affected the whole creation of mankind. And it was a chaotic world at that time. But the Bible said after, amen, the death of Abel, hallelujah, then Seth was born. We find the first man was Seth, who began after that to call upon the name of the Lord. And I come to tell you this morning, if you seek him today, he'll change things for you to be better. The rest of your life can be the best of your life. One man said, I had nothing but trouble and sorrow. All I had was confusion. All I had, amen, was those things. But now, after I sought the Lord, I have everything. Oh, glory. Everything I need to make me happy. Oh, come on now. Everything I need, amen, to fulfill my life. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, brethren, amen, that's what the Lord will do. Amen. Oh, he gives this recipe. Amen. Oh, yeah. And you never get too old to learn the recipe. Oh, thank God there's people that live their life a long time before they ever found the real joy of living. Oh, come on now. Hallelujah. I remember some folks who were our pastor, amen, in Alabama. And for years and years, they were a type of people that was backward. When you seen them in the store, Brother Sam, they'd hold their head down. Hallelujah. They were really backward people. Amen. They was people that didn't have any learning. Hallelujah. They were ignorant to a lot of things in life. Amen. Oh, yeah. But listen to me. God loves all people. Hallelujah. Oh, and these people here, amen, I trust tried to reach them in a lot of ways. Amen. I tried to reach them. I tried to be kind to them as a pastor. Oh, brother, but hey, amen, it was just hard to reach them people. Amen. They were so backward. But there came a day when sickness invaded their life, and their siblings and their daughters sent for me to go and visit with them. And when I got in the room, amen, the first time that I ever really had conversation with them people, amen, they was in their upper 70s, maybe 80 years old. And when we walked in the room, they were inquiring about holy living. They were inquiring about, amen, serving God. Hallelujah. And hey, they were inquiring about holiness. Living. Amen. Things that had been probably, put in their heart as a child, maybe in Sunday school somewhere. They never got away from it. And here this 80-year-old woman was inquiring about standards of righteousness, standards of holiness. And here the Lord said, seek you first the kingdom of God. You know, a thing that you're going to seek first. Amen. Number one, you need to seek the King. Hallelujah. How many knows who the King is? It's Jesus Christ. You need to seek the King. Woo! He wants to be the ruler of your life. He wants to be the controller of your life. Amen. Yes. He wants you to have His character in your life. Hallelujah. Hey, this lady that was inquiring, I said to her, Lois, you don't need to worry about that right now. You need to seek the Lord. You need to get Jesus in your heart and life. You need to seek the Lord first. Amen. And then these other things, they will be added unto your life. Amen. Oh, brother, it was the beginning. Oh, why they waited so long, I don't know. Amen. But you never get too old to learn. Oh, and I don't know where you're at in life today, but you can start today to change your destiny. You can start today to change your life to be better than it's ever been before. Woo! But the better days can be yours today only by seeking the Lord. When Seth and his generation began to seek the Lord, amen, I'm telling you, brother, there was definite changes. Amen. In that hour, oh, you'll find it. After that, amen, you have men like Noah was born. You have men like Enoch was born. Oh, yeah, they were men of righteousness. They were men of faith. Oh, brother, they end up in the archives of chapter 11 of faith. By faith, Noah feared the Lord and built an ark to the saving of his household. Oh, listen to me. It was a mess before then. The world was in chaos. But men began to turn the tide. Oh, hey, listen to me. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It began by somebody seeking the Lord. And today, your life can make a definite change. Woo! He can turn it around. Amen. The invitation will be given. Amen. For you to seek Him today. And that's the best thing you can do. Is start your life on a journey of seeking the Lord and His righteousness today. Amen. And you'll be surprised at the benefits. Amen. That will follow your seeking the face of God. Hallelujah. So wonderful. The plan of God. Amen. One man said, you know, life is like a dollar bill. You can spend it any way you want to, but you can only spend it once. Amen. You can either waste it or invest it. Hallelujah. So this is what the lesson teaches us today. Amen. We can seek for higher things. Amen. First, it's our priority. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Our priority is number one. For you see, Christ wants to be first, not down the ladder. After a lot of other things, He wants not just a place. Come on now. Not just, amen, a presence in our life. Nor does He just want a preeminence in our life. Amen. No. He wants to be the top priority of our life. Amen. He wants to guide us and direct us and govern us today. I mean, believe that this morning. Amen. Oh, brother, when we begin to seek the Lord, amen, oh, we'll bring glory to His name. Our brother was on the same page in Sunday school this morning. Amen. How life can make a turn. Isaiah said when he wrote about this in 55 of Isaiah, he gives an invitation in chapter 1 and verse 1 of 55. Come everyone that thirsteth, come you to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Amen. Here, the invitation is given. You don't have to have a dime in your pocket. You can come without money. Amen. There is no VIP on it. Hallelujah. No. Card-carrying individual. You don't have to have prestige in the world. Amen. Hey, your name don't have to be in the marquee or known among men. But you can come as you are. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, when you come to Him and begin to seek Him, I say it gives you encouragement. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. I call upon Him while it's near. Amen. That's the recipe for life. Amen. Then your life will be rearranged. Your life will be transformed by the power of God. Woo! Hallelujah. That's what the Lord wants to do in your life today. I remember Hickey and Lois, that couple, 80 years old. First, as soon as they got out of the hospital, she was the one sick. Amen. We had revival at our church. And they came. Brother Tim Brim was preaching the revival. And he preached to the lost. I don't know how many nights they came. And I don't know if it was the first or second night. Amen. That 80-year-old man rolled his wife up to the altar. Hallelujah. In a wheelchair. And brother, I'm telling you, it was different after that. You can meet them in the grocery store, Brother Sam, and they would be smiling at you. They no longer hold their head down. Hallelujah. No. They had their head up. And it was a grand and glorious feeling in their heart. Amen. No doubt they probably had the feeling, why did I wait this long? I asked you this morning, why are you going to keep waiting when there's a recipe that can change your life for the rest of your life? It can make your life something fruitful, make your life something that is better in a lot of ways. Amen. You can be a benefit to your society around you. You can be a benefit to your family, because God will make the difference in you. Hallelujah. Yes, it just takes a step of seeking Him, and He changes everything. It's an elder couple, but hey, God does it for young people. Amen. Your life can be changed for the better. Amen. It can be changed. Amen. For His glory. Amen. And for His honor. Hallelujah. You see, Christ speaks here of desiring Him. Amen. When you look at seeking ye the Lord, that speaks desiring Him. Amen. Not only does it speak of desiring Him, it speaks also of deriving Him. That means accepting it, receiving it in your life. Amen. And then a man said, amen, it speaks of the distinctness of it manifested in your life. Come on now, hallelujah. The old brother stood, and he came forward to meet some of his old buddies and friends, and they said, "What in the world is that on your face?" He had a shine about him. He had a shine of glow about him, and said, "It's grace." They thought it was grief. He said, "No, it's grace." Hallelujah. Oh, he can put a shine on you. Amen. It will make the world wonder, where have you been? And what have you been into? I've been in the grace of God. It didn't cost me a dime. I've been on a high like I've never been on. Woo, you talk about joy. Amen. I've got joy like a river in my soul. And today it can be yours. Amen. For the rest of your life, your life can be altered and your life can be changed for the better today. That's what Jesus came to do. Amen. His whole purpose was he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. He didn't come to call the righteous, but he came to call the sinner unto repentance today. Amen. So he can make transformation in our lives. Amen. Isaiah said, hallelujah, in his writing, he goes on down to say, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, and it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it." He said, "For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off." Here Isaiah makes it plain. It's going to be a production in your life. Your life is going to count. Oh, brother, I read in Jim Simwood's book, and he wrote several of them. Amen. But in one of those books, he wrote a testimony of an Easter Sunday they was having at the church at Brooklyn Tabernacle. And he said it was a hard day, and he was weary with the tiresomeness of the day. A lot of activity had been going on at the Brooklyn Tabernacle. And he said, "I just sat on the altar." Amen. That's at the conclusion of the afternoon service. And there it was, from exhaustion of the day. Activity, said, it went on. And said, "I looked down, and there came a man up the aisle." Amen. A man. That was a man that just lost his way. A man that didn't have any direction in his life. And he came up the aisle, and Jim Simler judged him wrongly. He thought he was just a man wanting a handout. And so he reached in his billfold with a Sam, and he pulled out a crisp $5 bill. Amen. And stretched it toward the man. And the man said, "No," shook his head, "that's not what I want." Hallelujah. And Jim Simler said, "I realize I judged him wrong." Amen. He was a man that had been captivated by sin. He was a captive to the devil, a slave to sin. Hallelujah. Hey, his life was just a despicable life. It was a life, amen. Oh, that was just horrible to think about. That the smell and the stench of his life made you just want to puke. It was so bad. He couldn't hardly stand it. Amen. But hey, Jim Simwell said, "I reached my arms out and the man fell into my arms." Amen. And I embraced him. The Lord spoke to him and said, "You smell that smell? I died for that smell. I gave my son for that man." Amen. Get used to it. Hallelujah. That's what I came for. I came for that man. And he embraced the man and pulled him into him. And there the man fell.
hope of glory. He found the way, the truth, and the life. He found something worth living for. Amen. His life changed from that point on. Hallelujah. Hey, he became the custodian. You'd be surprised what your life can become by just beginning to seek the Lord, by taking a step of faith toward Him. Amen. Forsaking all others. Woo! I follow Him. I trust Him today. Amen. The man became something worthwhile, and your life can too. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you. You'll never amount to nothing. The grace of God can cause your life to triumph. It can cause your life to be blessed and to prosper today.
Hallelujah. Your life can be changed for the better. Amen. You see, that's God's desire. Amen. To change our life for the rest of our life. Amen. I believe it today. Hallelujah. God wants our life to be changed. Jeremiah wrote about it. He said here, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord." This is the Lord's thoughts of our life today. Amen. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I'm telling you, God can make a difference today. Amen. Paul wrote about it in the book of Corinthians, chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Amen. He writes them down in verse 21. "For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Hallelujah, oh, brother, it's not self-righteousness that we need. It's his righteousness, his character in us. Hallelujah, when his character's in us, amen, his character will produce the right kind of conduct. It starts on the inside, and it works its way on the outside. Hell, you better believe it. Amen. Hey, the things I used to do, Paul said, I don't want to do them anymore. The places I used to go, I don't want to go there anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the same man that I used to be. Woo! Hallelujah. There's a difference in me.
Communism said, when man spoke and said, communism will put new clothes on a man. I'm just saying, the Christians heard that in this here speech. And he said, but Christianity will put a new man in the clothes. Hallelujah. Oh, you don't believe it works? Seeking the Lord? That's old Jabez when he had sorrow upon him. Jabez was born. Amen. His very name, his mother gave him. Where his daddy was, I don't know. Some think he was a posthumous child. Maybe his dad, amen, had died before he was born. Maybe while he was a child being given birth to in this world, he may have deceased. God forbid he'd be a deadbeat father, but hallelujah, the devil didn't have any reference. It could have been possible he could have left the family. We have no record of his father. All we know is the mother named him Jabez, which means sorrowful. It means sorrowful. How would you like to bear that name through life? And every time somebody saw you, they thought about sorrowful. Amen. He's just a sorry person, maybe. He's sorrowful. Hallelujah. But hey, he changed it by seeking the Lord. He began to seek the Lord, and the Bible said God heard him. Woo! In the prayer of Jabez, they wrote a book about it. Hey, Amen. He asked God to increase him in the world. He asked God to keep him in the world. He asked God to bless him indeed. And listen to me. When you turn your life over to the Lord, right here they was worried about fitness and finances. They was worried about food and fashion. You lose sight of all of that. And you realize he's all I need. I said he's all I need. Everything I ever needed is found in him. Amen. Everything I ever needed found in him. Heard a story about a preacher. Before he was a preacher, he was just, his life was a life that had no direction. He had no aim in life, his testimony was. I mean, his dad was a soldier. He was an army man. And they move at a drop of a hat. And he said, this particular time when we moved, it was in my 11th grade of year school. And we just upped and moved because of my daddy's inclination to move. Amen. And we moved to this new area. Moved from someplace in Alabama to Columbus, Georgia. And it was a small town where they moved from. Amen. To a large town of a lot of population. Amen. It's the town he was in, they had one high school. Amen. And the town he moved to, he said, I didn't know it. The first day I got there, my father and mother didn't even tell me about it. Didn't take me to any school. They just left me on my own. And so I figured I need to go to school. So I went to this high school that was closest to my house. And I sat there all day. After they sent me out in the hallway, I sat outside the hallway all day the first day. And the second day, I sat there all day again. And the final one, the teachers asked me, what have you done that's so bad to make you have to sit out in the hall these 2 days? He said, I've not done nothing. I'm just trying to go to school. Amen. And the teacher got his address and said, you're at the wrong place. We have districts here, and your district is over yonder. And said, instead of pursuing that, amen, I went and got me a job. And said, my parents never knew it. For 6 months, I worked, and I didn't go to school. And I got myself in a lot of bad places in life. He said, and through that, I got involved in a lot of things that wasn't good for me. Amen. He said, one night, me and my buddy, amen, but before then, he said, some of my buddies and me was at my house on a Saturday morning and said, this young man wanted to do something for God. His preacher had challenged him to be a witness in the world. And Brother Richard, he wanted to do that for God. He wanted to do something to bring glory to God's name. And he wanted to go out. He said, go out and find somebody to witness to. Didn't give him a class on how to witness. He didn't give him any information on how to do it. He went to the house. He thought about first. And it was this young man. He had contact with him. And he walked up to his door and knocked on it. And when the young man opened the door, his name was Bill. And Bill said, to the young man that knocked on the door, he said, how can I help you? He said, I want to tell you, amen, that Jesus Christ is the answer to everything that you face in life. Everything you ever need is in Jesus Christ. And he turned and ran away from the door. He felt like he'd done his part. He left that door with the man bun-fuzzled by what he said. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. The young man went back and told his friends. He said, it's like a song you hear. Amen. Me and my wife, we've had a little, you know, a song that when my granddaughters with us back in the summer. Amen. It's about them people sing that song. Amen. The eyes, amen, don't need no rocks in my pocket. How many has ever heard that song? Amen. It's representing, I don't need to throw no stones at nobody. Hallelujah. And that's so true. Amen. But you know, that's one of them songs my granddaughter got singing to Brother Sam. Amen. And you know, I never have sung that song, amen, in my life. And my wife said, you know, I heard you humming it one morning when you was up in the place there where we were staying. It got on me. Well, this man said, you know, it's like a song you hear, and you 3 or 4 days or 2 weeks later, you're still thinking about it. He said, that message never got away from me. All you ever gonna need, you can find in Jesus Christ. Amen. And this man, Bill, he said, on a night when me and one of my buddies got into something that was so terrible to get into, never tried it before, we thought we'd go down that avenue. It was me more than him. And said, it was a tragic thing in my life. At the end of it, I got stabbed in the jugular. Amen. My jugular got cut. And I got stabbed in the heart and the liver because of it. Amen. When I finally ran out of the house, I ran to the yard. Amen. With blood running out of my body and life fleeing me. He said, I wrapped a telephone pole that was in the yard of that place where I was at, and it came back to me again. All you ever need is in Jesus Christ. Everything you ever need is in Him. And Brother Sammy said, all of a sudden, the message of the young man came back fresh to my mind. And for the first time in my life, I prayed my first prayer around a telephone pole. Hallelujah. Hey. And the next thing I knew, my buddy was pulling me into the car with the hospital just a half a block away. Amen. He rushed me there and they carried me in. And when I got in the hospital on the gurney, and the little bed they put me on, it just so happened, man would say, the best heart doctor in that country couldn't sleep that night. He come walking in and met the gurney as it was being carried to the operating room. Hey man, hey, that just didn't happen. A man called on the Lord. You know where your hope is at? It's in Jesus today. You know where your peace is? It's in Jesus. Start today seeking Him, and your life can be changed for the better. Amen. Why my wife comes to a song? Your life can be altered for the better. The rest of your life can be different than what the forward of your life has been. All in Jesus. And you know, the man lived. He lived. Said he should have died from all three wounds. Said the doctor didn't give him any hope. Said, call the DA. This is a murder case. You know, he didn't think he would survive. Hey, but all you need is Jesus. I'm preaching to us today. Everything you need,
yes,
can be found in Him. Songwriter said, He's all I need. Amen. One man said, you know, we come in life and, amen, we don't need all we want. And you know what? A lot of things we think we need, amen, we don't want. Brother Bishop, this morning I got a lot of whippings in life. I didn't think I needed them. Amen. I didn't want them, but I needed them. My daddy made sure of that. Amen. Thank God for them. You come find out that He is all you need. And He's able to meet every need that you've got today. No matter what it is. No matter who you are. Amen. While she plays and sings and stands our feet. Amen. I hope if you don't get nothing else I said, remember my title. The rest of your life can be made the best of your life. Ask anybody in here that's a Christian today that started their journey. They'll tell you, I've never been sorry. I've never been sorry. There's a lot of things I'm sorry about, but I'm not sorry I started following the Lord. Amen. And I'm preaching to somebody today, maybe more than one. Amen. Why don't you give God a chance this morning? Wash your sins in place. Amen. The altar is open right now. I wonder who'll come first. Who'll step out of your seat first and come to Jesus today? Do you need Him today? You find yourself saying, I need Him. I need what that preacher preached about this morning. Why don't you come right now in the name of the Lord? Amen. I give you an invitation. I give you this invitation.
And on this
you don't have to know the words to pray.
I can rely.
Just pray a simple prayer. Ask Jesus to take hold of your life. Take over the reins of your life and be king of your life. Amen. Would you come? Is there one? The preacher, I like to make a change in my life. Why don't you step out in the name of the Lord? That's right. Step on out in the name of the Lord. I want to make a change in my life. That's right. Come on. Seek the Lord right here in the altar. Come on. Is there others? Would you like to step out this morning? Just take a step toward Him today. Amen. God loves you today. For an everlasting life. Why don't you come this morning? Is there another one that will come? Is there another one that will come today?
He's all.
All right, church family, let's come. Why don't you come to the church? I invite you to come. Amen. Let's come pray with this lady, this man.
I dare not.
There may be others you want to come. And we'll come collectively this morning. Come on.